Anyway, so Will Young.
And he came on the show, and we had a chat, and we had a really good laugh. And I'll tell you how much he enjoyed himself. He was meant to leave at 5, and he stayed till about 5:30. That's how much he was having fun. And it was nice to see him again, and I got on quite well with him. I think he's a nice guy.
I think he's very nice, yeah.
And I thought it was a really funny interview. From Helen, just a line to say thanks for having Will on your show. Even more thanks for treating him the same as anyone else on your show. Glad you didn't ignore his sexuality. After all, it is who he is. Hope you agree this guy is the biz. And singing live, he is untouchable. And tell Lizzie that we know how she feels, and she's a cow for even getting in the same room as the boy. Joking, of course. He obviously enjoyed himself. Got on with Chris like Storm and made for an excellent show. More of the same, please. Helen. From Helen Woods at Devoted to Will Young, which is a website called www.williamyoung.biz.
Right.
Which is a Will Young fan site. I just want to say huge thanks for the interview and performances by Will on Wednesday's show. He was amazing. You all sounded like you're having so much fun. I was in stitches of some of the comments made, which is quite unfortunate. I was in the middle of Nottingham City Centre at the time. I really hope you have him on the show again. From Nikki. Chris, just to tell you that you were brilliant today with Will. I got the impression you're a huge fan like me. You had me in stitches for the whole hour and a half. I thought Will handled everything really well, like the true star that he is. Wasn't he amazing in the Live Lounge? I hope you do sing at your birthday party in 2004. Oh, and by the way, can I have an invite, please, from Justine, a 33-year-old Will fanatic. We got so many. Huge thank you to you and Will and Lizzie for today's show. I enjoyed it so much. Can't remember the last time I laughed so much. The live sessions with Will Young were awesome. Please ask Will back again when he releases his next single or album. The chat-up lines were great and have been filed away for future reference, brackets without my husband's knowledge, of course. from Maggie. Then we get this one. This is great, okay? And it's from a woman called Mrs. Kim Murray, not a teenage fan, it says, right? So I'm going to read it with a posh lady voice.
What, like points of view?
Yeah, ready? To Chris Moyles, brackets, oh great chubby one. Nice insult right at the top. I was waiting with eager anticipation for your show today as the very talented Mr. Will Young was to make an appearance. I had the tape all set to tape the show, but found the first part of your interview with Will to be totally inappropriate. Do you not read up on your guests before they appear on the show? Have you not read that Will is very implicit that the part of his life remains private? I could virtually feel Will squirming at some of your topics. What a way to send the young lad off to do his first song on the Live Lounge, which he was so looking forward to. And as for your psychic Lizzie, who implies that she is a fan, I mean, ever queen? Several exclamation marks for that. There is a wonderful official fan site that William supports. You could have mentioned that, but oh no, that wouldn't get a laugh. I continued to listen after Will sang his great rendition of Light My Fire, a number one for sure, if you lot would give it more airplay. The second part of the interview was slightly more toned down. Was this because you had a barrage of complaints from his fans? I think so. I even managed the odd giggle at some of your jokes. I thought that Will shone when he sang both songs, and luckily for you, you heard them firsthand, which many of his fans don't get the chance to do, so think yourself a very lucky man. One last point. Will Young will be here to stay, not just another flash in the pan, so leave off his sexuality next time he's on your show. There is a whole lot more to his talented young man than the fact that he's gay. Yours, Kim Murray. Mrs. Kim Murray, not a teenage fan. Well, Mrs. Kim Murray, you can shove your opinions up your fat, ugly, spotty arse. Because quite frankly, I can give a flying toss what you say. If you think I was insulting to him yesterday, you have absolutely no sense of humour and no sense of having a good time. You're banned from listening to the show. I don't want you listening to this show anymore. Shove off. Listen to Radio 1 as much as you want, but at 3 o'clock, I want your little bony hand to switch the radio off. I'm allowed my right to reply, and this is it. As I can't be bothered to type an email out to you, Mrs., not a teenage fan. At which point of the show yesterday did Will get really upset or angered at my line of questioning or the interview? None, in fact. Will enjoyed it so much that he decided to stay for an extra half hour. Of which bit of that is insulting, Mrs., not a teenage fan? Oh, do you know, why didn't you leave off his sexuality next time? If somebody comes out in the national newspapers and says, I'm gay! Then I can mention it. I can mention anything I want to. Do you know why? Because it's my show. Look at the Radio Times, love. When it says Wednesday, the 22nd of May, Radio 1's listing, 3 o'clock, it says Chris Moyles. It doesn't say your name. It says my name. So I'll do what I want. Thank you very much. If I think I crossed the line, then I'll tell you. I didn't cross the line. Nobody here seems to have a problem with it. More importantly, Will didn't have a problem with it. So that's that. Grow up, you pathetic woman. And by the way, stop sitting there and thinking that, you know, oh, well, Will Young, he's lovely, and you were really horrible about his sexuality. He's gay, which means he fancies men. He looks at a man's naked body and might go, that's attractive. Sorry, am I putting you off, love? But that's generally what homosexuals do. They sleep with men. Or a man. Is this too much for you? But that's what he said when he came out and said that he's gay. He's attracted to men. But if I point that out, I'm out of order. Thank you very much.